Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. It's Westside Wednesdays, the G Lu Show, Blog Talk Radio, OG Music, you know, G Lu Queen Jean, so fresh, so clean. Yes, sir. It's G Lu. Throwing up the W for Westside Wednesdays, no, not to trouble you. Back up in it on the scene with Queen G, no mean, but keep a whole lot of good green. Too clean, never do a half-ass. Gotta say rest in peace to the homie badass. On smash, do this shit the flyway. 110 East, blowing gas on the highway. I stay with a Blog Talk Radio every single Wednesday. That's the only way to go. Whether Rosecrans, Broadway, or Slauson, you can find an OG like me flossing. With the Westside Car Club, Brick City made on the plaque. Cadillac when I park, cuz show me love but don't show me shit. In the words of the big homie DJ Quick, ain't nothing like black pussy on my dick. When I stand up in it like a candlestick, we make hits for you to bang this shit. Got my own station so you know I'm gon' play this. Every Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, nope, we right here at the G Lu Show. Every Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, nope, we right here at the G Lu Show. You know, it's Westside Wednesday, the G Lu Show. G-Lu every Show. Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 10 to 12 Eastern. G Lu with the lovely Miss Queen Jean.
Queen Jean, what up?
Yeah. Sponsored by BTP Media Group, 93.3 FM Islam, OG Music, and the Westside Car Club.
Come on.
Come join us every Wednesday night. Where they doing it at? And you do know that. Rest in peace, badass.
Oh, you know what? Good evening, Queen. The crazy thing, I was sitting up here talking for like 5 minutes, and my mic wasn't even on. Oh, my God. I noticed that when I pushed your mic on. I had two callers, too. They hung up. They probably didn't hear anything. I was talking for like five minutes.
Just
then I brought you in, and you didn't even hear it.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, and I also hear something else in the background.
What?
Do you hear it? It kind of sound like some faded music.
No, it's music in the background.
It's
playing low.
Okay. Oh, okay. Then it sound real thin.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, what I was saying was I was talking for like 5 minutes before you came in, and my mic was not even on. So, my bad on me. But what I was saying was, I wanted to touch briefly because, you know, last week we spoke about censorship, right? And kind of around the whole Kanye thing. And I just want to touch, that's not really not tonight's show, but I kind of want to touch on it again because fast forward a week later, we see all that has transpired after that. You know, we were kind of talking about it last week, and you see now 7 days later how that thing has took a real turn for Kanye West, right? Do you see what's going on, Queen? He's pretty much been
like a
dropped
snowball
from everything.
Effect.
Yes,
yeah,
I mean, from everything, still going. I'm still, every time I click on something, it's a new sponsor that dropped.
Now,
just like
he
said, his network has diminished. That's crazy.
Yeah, and it's also sad. You know what I'm saying? It's like really sad. I, you know, of course, I follow West Coast Cam, and what he's putting on his IG feed, a lot of things that he's saying, it just makes a lot of sense. And of course, the NOLA is really riding for Kanye, and some of the things that he's putting up, it just makes a lot of sense. And I know a lot of people don't agree with it. They're just looking at the craziness of things. But if you just, like I said last week, if you really just listen to some of the things that he's saying and he's putting out there, it's been put out there, but not as powerful as he's putting it out there. He's just going deeper into what others have said in little slick ways without going into to it deeply. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's what Kanye is doing, or Ye. And because of that, and this just goes to show you how powerful it really is, that if you don't drop him, we gonna drop you. That's how I see it. If you don't stop letting him do this, if you just don't drop him, then we're gonna have to eliminate your whole Adidas thing, your whole musical thing. We just got to get rid of you if you don't get rid of him. Even what Foot Locker now? Foot Locker has taken him off.
He
walked into who did he go to today?
Skechers.
It was a shoe store, Skechers, and they turned him away. It's out there. He's marked now. You know what I'm saying? Whoever has a hold of the industry, like they have them by the who has them, they got them tight. And they're going to be very obedient and dropping because it's something bigger out there. And whatever it is powerful. Whoever it is, they're powerful. And it could be very well the people that he's, and you know, that this is happening from. And even with the Jews have made a rap against him, talking about him. So yeah, it's a domino effect. It has snow. I mean, it's a snowball. It has snowball like. So yeah. And
it's
anybody
just,
that
yeah,
want to chime
is,
in, please feel free to do so.
Yeah, please feel free to press one if you're out there. You want to speak on this. But the thing is, like you said, yes. Well, I mean, it is no secret that the Jews, quote unquote, do kind of run the industry. And this happened even with Nick Cannon. I know you seen about a couple of years ago. He did some comments, and
what did they do?
Him. They dropped him from the same way.
They shut down
his
whole show.
Fast. Yeah, everything. Everything he did. The same with Kanye. His shows, all his sponsors, a lot of stuff. They did Nick the same way. And Nick had to kind of just fall back for a minute, I think, and kind of got his stuff together and then kind of came, you know how they do, apologize and talk to the right people. He didn't go as far as Kanye, though. It was just kind of like an interview he did, and he kind of said some things, and it got out there, and that had a snowball effect. It wasn't like as much as powerful as kind of Kanye did, but they did him the same way and kind of made him humble himself all the way and had to do the apologies and all that, and eventually now they let him come back. You know what I mean? But the bottom line is, this is kind of what happens when you do go against the grain with certain things. And then especially when you're in a position, you know, such as himself. I don't know if he realized it, if he did. I think Kanye does. He said a lot of people say he's crazy, but I think he's aware of what he's doing. And maybe we don't know why he's doing
absolutely
it like now, but maybe he has a purpose of what he's doing, but for whatever reason. And maybe, like I said, if he can bounce back from this, this will show really how powerful maybe he really is, or maybe a bigger plan than we even know, you know what I mean, for what he's doing or
absolutely
how he's doing it. But what I will say at the end of the day is this proves that, I mean, like, just at the end of the day, if you are in that certain type of level, you know certain people, like I'm sure a lot of people that want to do and say, but they know their limits, because we do know this is not the first time stuff like this has happened, or in different ways where they show they can break you down. I don't care how big. They broke Mike down. They broke Print, like, in different ways. But they will show you they can break your ass down if you get out of line in certain, and especially people like us. You know what I'm saying? They want to make an example out of us sometimes when you get out of line. Like nigga, hold up. You feel me? So
absolutely.
I think it definitely just shows that, and just how fast it happened. It's just like, wow. And now it's to the point where it's just crazy how now you just seeing everyone's posts just kind of adding on to the fact, oh, kind of kicking why, you know, like, oh, he ain't rich or he ain't billion, you know, all this stuff. Now we got to hear all this.
They don't know what he is.
Said, yeah, you
they,
don't.
They have no clue.
That's the sad part that you do,
if
you do
go,
that. You know what I mean?
And if you're going to go out this deeply and powerful and passionate about how you feel, you have to have already had a premeditated plan, knowing
right,
that this
right.
can possibly happen. So for
right.
anybody to be saying that he's no longer a billionaire, maybe he don't want to be a billionaire anymore. Maybe he want to just come down, you know what I'm saying, and just have enough to do enough. Who knows?
Or maybe
but
show that he can come back and do it again, even bigger. We don't know what he just can't never count somebody out, especially him, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just that society is so quickly to speak in a negative form about what's going on, instead of you just listen to some of the things that this brother is speaking, because I've been listening, and I know there's a lot of people that's just like, so that's really against it. But that's my thing, so don't come for me, because that's my thing. You do your thing, you believe what you believe, and let me do my thing and believe what I believe. No love lost, no hatred, none of that stuff, or dislike or contempt, you know, none of that. We are individuals, and because we are individuals, we have our own individual opinion. We can think what we want to think, and we can believe in what we want to believe in. Nobody should get mad at one another because of that, but because this is the way society is, it's going to happen. People are going to be strong about their opinion and want to go head to toe with you about it. You know, want to argue you down, and then don't like you because of your opinion. And that's what's happening with him. Freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Freedom of speech. And what is freedom of speech? You don't have that. When somebody has a power like that, like that power that's being shown, that they think they're God
but,
or the Most High.
But on the flip side, I would say this. All of that is true, and everyone has an opinion. Like you said, no one can be mad at him for what he thinks and how he thinks, that he's his own man. But I will say this, and like you said, in the society and the world and just how we live, period, we do know, and Kanye is a grown man, so I'm not going to take up on this point that he, like you said, responsible for what he's doing, and he can do that. But the thing that is affecting not only him, like you said, maybe this is his plan, but what we don't know, or what we do know, is that it's a lot of people that are under him or maybe work for him, or that he may hurt, you know, that you know what I mean? Like, people lost jobs now, I'm sure, with all these people.
Yeah,
so it hurts other people. That's my thing, though. You got to think about other people. And when you are a leader, you have to lead the right way. Because that's just like, say, any of us just in the world we live in, you got a job. Any of certain things we know we can't do or say, you go to work and speak your mind, you could do all this, you're going to get fired. You know what I mean? So it's like, we got to, on the flip side of that, all of that is true, but we still have to be responsible and think about what we're doing. And Kanye affects a lot more people, not only than himself now. You know what I mean? That this is going to be affected by. And that maybe they didn't know this was happening, or maybe they were excited by it. So it's the flip side of that,
totally
too.
I totally agree with
me?
You. Yeah, I agree with you, because to be totally honest, I didn't even look at that side. You know, I wasn't even focused on that side. So I totally agree with you. Yeah, you have to think about the people
and
you have working for
kids,
you.
His family. You don't know. You know, a lot of stuff
we
don't know that people are affected by it.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's just, it's just, you know, everybody has something to say. Even the people, because you have some of the other artists and some of the actors and actresses that's following him, that's on his side, you know. And then you have whatever they consider regular folks, because they there's a lot of people that's just on his side, and then you have a whole lot more that's in the industry that's just not, they're not going to take the bait. They're not going to take it. They're going to do what they need to do to survive, you know?
Right. You're a public figure. This is what happened. You're going to be open to public opinion. Everybody going to ask because you're a public figure. And you know what I mean? It's going to have, like you said, people that agree or disagree, or people that just don't want to. Because like, at the end of the day, that's really what it's about. People that you know, probably are siding, and the people that are not, you know, don't want to get caught up, or like, they don't, you know, they afraid to get, you know, people, you know, worried about they shit. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't want to get dropped from something if I agree with it, or a lot of people are going to stay on the sideline.
Absolutely.
A lot of people probably do agree. And then there's a lot of people, I'm going to say this too, that probably do agree, but again, it has to be how you do it. You know what I mean? Because, again, like I said, Kanye could do it every once, but sometimes it's the way you do it. I think Kanye just went so hard and so fat, like, and it kind of came out of nowhere. Kanye's been kind of doing his thing, but this kind of just came so hard and fast that, you know, people have to react. And especially these companies, that's just how they do and get out. You know, one drops, the rest do, because they
of
don't
course.
Want to be associated or have a bad name. You know, this shit is big business. That's just how this stuff goes.
Yeah,
look at
the last big thing that happened, and people were getting dropped and losing deals here. And I'm speaking of Will Smith and Chris Rock. Look at that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they will drop you in a heartbeat. They will drop you in a heartbeat because you did something. But what about all the what they did that they know about and we have no clue about, but you still hung in there and was being that person for them to keep them above you, you know? So I know there's a lot of opinions out there, which is cool, because that's what people make the world go round. People make the world go round, and opinions is part of what goes around the world, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, I welcome anybody to call in and engage in this.
Yeah, we got some calls
now. You know, as you and Big D say, let's talk about it. I love to hear the opinions of others.
Yeah, we got some callers now.
Let's take some callers if they press 1.
Let me see. Caller, hello. Well, I'm going to take 2 calls. I'll let you guys talk at one at a time. Caller, hello. We got 909 and 314.
Well, you know, one of the things that I see is that people are in the
middle. Hi, everyone.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi to you both.
Hello,
good evening.
Hey, and good evening, caller.
Yes, Pianchi. I'm pretty good. I'm going to say this and say it quick. I think I talked to you guys yesterday. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you did. Last week. You talked to us last week on Wednesday.
Yeah. The intermingling of the term Jew is confusing, because you have Jew, the religion, and you have Jewish, what we call the club, the business club. Castro was a Jew. He was Christian by day and Jewish by night. He was what's called a Marengo. But with Kanye West reaching the status that he's reached, he has to move forward and let some of those things fall as they may. Now, to say that this so-called entity called Judah Club can't be defeated, that's not true, because no longer do they control the garment industry, as in New York. That is now controlled by Asians. Asians took that over. And just like basketball, who controls basketball today?
Blacks.
Blacks do. Basketball used to be a Jewish sport until in the early 50s, the blacks began to take it over. Yes. And the same thing applies around the world in other industries. So, yes, they as a group, especially in Hollywood, it was 3 Jews that formed Hollywood. And they have a lot of influence in there, as by some names like Metro Goldwyn Mayer and so on, Whoopi Goldberg. You have them in media when you look at those who are behind the companies, like your New York Times, your Washington Post, and your CNN and so forth. When you do a research, when you go to like Yahoo Finance and see who's the insiders in those companies, you will find those names in those associations. But they can be defeated if that's what you want to do. Now, I think Adidas owed Kanye West, so they had a contract for $250 million. He should have went on and took that money. Then if you didn't want to deal with them anymore, then you should have went with somebody else. That's talking about business. Also, you should diversify your business, not just in one area, entertainment. Get into other areas also. Hell, let's have Space V, Kanye West, where you launching rockets into outer space. There's a lot of things a person can do. But I think that those that have sympathy with him should boycott, because you never saw any Jews driving Volkswagen cars. Have you ever seen one? Nope.
I don't see a lot of Jews, so no.
Well, you see them, you won't know.
That's
them.
My
Sammy Davis.
Answer.
Yeah, you wouldn't know. That's my thing. Like Jewish, I don't know. You can, some you can,
absolutely.
But also, I don't think you can just notice a Jewish person when you see them.
I mean, you can't just go by what, sir. What is the name of the garment they wear on the top of their head? What is that called?
Well, I don't buy garments like that, so it's difficult.
No, I'm
to
saying what the
say.
Jews wear, not you. What the Jews
wear.
Oh,
hamaca.
Hamaca.
Oh,
yes.
Now look,
it's called a yarmulke. A yarmulke.
Oh, uh-oh, Marcy, come
okay.
on now.
Okay.
Now, yeah, thank you, young lady. Now look, Sammy
oh,
Davis Jr. was a Jew, right? Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, that's
Jewish.
What they said. Yeah, that's what they're saying. Yeah.
Now you're talking about religion now. But
we ain't gonna get religious. Now. We ain't gonna get religious.
Yeah, I don't.
Well,
do
that's
religion
what
on no with no level. I don't.
Yeah,
do
well, that's but that's what I'm talking about. The Those who follow religion are called Jews, and those who's in the club, they call it a Jewish club. And there was one other thing I wanted to make mention of, but I think
they
that's
like
it. Probably, Yeah, like the Masons. You go into
like
court, you wear your Mason ring, stand in front of the judge, and you kind of scratch your chin and let him see that ring. Well, you hoping that he look at that and say, well,
no,
that's a little lenient.
The Masons, I've seen it live, and I got a homeboy, and he's a Mason. I've seen him three different times get out of stuff, because even when we got pulled over by the police, just some things I noticed I didn't know it was that serious, and I was like, wow, this is real. Seriously, Queen.
There's a
group.
Yeah,
I know about Masons. I know about the Masons.
There's a group from Senegalese. They call it a tuba. They the same way. They are all over the world, and they go into areas and establish businesses like the Nigerians are in the Houston area. Nigerians control whole blocks, also out there in Maryland. So people under like mindedness and like thought, they do form these cartels, allegiances, and that's how they roll. And they just something, another obstacle that you have to contend with. You either compete against them or you work with them as a co-partner on whatever the project may be. So
thank you, sir.
You always drop some good jewels here, so thank you for that.
Yeah, and thank you for tuning in again. Cousin Marcy, speak your piece.
Marcy, what you got to say on this? I know you got something to say, Marcy. Come on, Marcy.
Hey, y'all. First of all, hi, fam. Happy West Side Wednesdays. I hope I'm not shouting
now.
And thanks to the caller. He does have some. He does. He's been calling, giving out some good points. What y'all talking about?
Kind of going off of last week. You know, we kind of talked about Kanye thing and all that, and I just wanted to bring it up again. That wasn't what the show was about, but I wanted to speak about it because 7 days later, we see all the turns and what is, you know, it's taking a drastic turn, you know, in the Kanye situation. So I wanted you know, what did you think about that?
I would love to chime in on that, but honestly, like, I have no clue what you're speaking of. See how fast you could just turn off? See how fast you could just turn it off in your mind. 7 days later, here we are. Oh, he got fired. Oh, he got this. Oh, he got that. Blah, blah, this. But Queen took, like, two of my points, and so did you, G-Lou. Give it a rest. Y'all don't care about that man. Y'all don't care about what he doing. I'm talking to the BLAKs, the Blacks. Y'all always had a problem with Kanye. He do something. Why he doing this? Why he doing that? He said slavery was a choice. Adidas said, come on over here and let me show you how fast we could sell your shoes. The Gap didn't say that again.
Nah, but that's what somebody did mention that, how when he was saying all that, there was no problem. You know, when he was talking about the black people.
He said slavery was a choice. When he went and talked to Donald Trump, they didn't have no problem with that.
That wasn't a problem.
The Gap, Adidas. And another thing about Adidas, and I'm still going to buy Adidas, because they can't do that. They can't make me shit. You have to think for yourself.
They said we dropped you and we're keeping your
shoes. Y'all said
they said they jack Kanye. They said we're dropping, but we're gonna keep your shoes and still sell them. I said wow.
Because I'm not buying that anyway. They also said that Reebok was, you know, being funded by neo Nazis in the 90s. You know, it's just so much stuff. We have to look past that. Ain't none of it really gonna affect us anyways. Okay. They talking about you know, the crazy thing again, and it's just like this. It's just. It irritates me more than anything, but I have to, like I said, bring myself back. This has no bearing on you. This has no bearing on
your day-to-day life. You got to bring it back to your reality.
You got to bring it back. I just clicked on a stack of bills when you guys got on, and I was just like, yeah, he can't do nothing for me. And I still, you know, they've been mad at him since he burned the cross in the Jesus Walks video. But, see, it's us that I get so, like, irritated with. Because we do that back and forth, and y'all just care so much. You feel me? Like, oh, y'all just care so much, you know? And look at him. He lost his job. But half of y'all are standing in front of the liquor store right now. Half of y'all don't even go to work right now. You won't want your stuff to be spewed. He's fine. That's not even nothing for us to worry about. Because when he did go out there and try to say, oh, I'm going to make a tiny town, had all the homes set up and everything, they stopped him. But y'all didn't hear about that, though. Y'all didn't hear about that, him trying to do homeless stuff for the people in the San Fernando Valley. Nobody's going to talk about that. And I'm glad, I'm super glad that Brother Cam is on it like that. And he's really putting it to the forefront. Because, again, just like Jesus said, that's the same thing they did to Mike. He said Sony crazy, Tommy Mottola, all of them, whoever. He didn't just come out and say, like Kanye. Kanye been, I'm going to respect him. Yeah, he been saying that. Yeah, this is getting real bad, Michael Jackson. Like, people don't even take the time to listen to him. Why are you talking about somebody you don't like? People don't even listen to him. Like, they so smart, they dumb. He could get taken out of Madame Toussaint. You didn't go to the Wax Museum to go freaking see Kanye West. Well, guess what? His ex-bitch is in there, too. You can go see them all. You probably can go see Kris Jenner, Khloe, Kim, North, West, South, all of them probably in the museum, but you weren't going down there to see them. So what do you really care, people? Do you really care? This man was talking about Jesus, did a whole album, employed over 300 or something people. This is a weekly thing going on. Sunday service. Sunday service. But here we go again. Are we going to mock the crazy man? Yeah, but that's why, who said it? We're not supposed to look at them as our leaders. He's not a leader. He could say it all day. He's not a leader. You're an entertainer. James Brown was not a leader. Okay, he was an entertainer. Yeah, they had some points. Muhammad Ali, not a leader. Barack Obama, he was a leader. But these other people, and he was entertaining too. So it's that's 7 days later. That's my stance on it. I'm staying the same. I'm staying strong in my opinion, but I know how to step on back, and I'll get a good chuckle out of it. But if some people really out there that they trying to doubt, that's when I have a problem. You talking about harm? Just like you said, what did he do again? What did he do? He walked up on that stage, smacked the shit out of that man. Who Kanye beat up? Who Ye beat up? Who he beat up? I'll wait. Who he beat up?
Right.
Who he socked? Who he slapped? Who he shot?
But oh, he said this.
That man just got sentenced today to 96 years and ran over them people in Wisconsin. More about that. He defended himself. Go study on that. Stop worrying about these $1,500 shoes that you was never going to buy anyway. Stop making fun of this man losing his endorsement. Ain't bought one Kanye album. Well, but I bet you was singing Gold Digger. I bet you was. I bet you was in the club singing Gold Digger. But now you got all this stuff to say about that man and praying on his downfall. Let that man do what he's doing. Them people are what? They still calling him for interviews. They still got him talking. He's still working out a way to be seen. So.
And I think he was expecting the whole backlash. I really believe that he knew that it wasn't going to be anything smooth from him voicing his opinion or speaking his truth. I don't think that he even thought, okay, I'm going to get out here and say this and ain't nothing going to happen. Ain't nobody going to have nothing to say. I believe that he knew that this was going to blow up.
Of course he did.
That it was going to be where it is. And that's why I said he has to have had a plan in effect.
Yes.
He has to have thought all this out before he starts speaking so powerfully and deeply about this. I can't see him just being stupid.
He's no
like
dummy.
That.
He's no dummy. He's no fool. He said he never reads books. Well, that's a whole nother subject. But again, for the people, and they
you
say, oh, well, then I
month.
Saw something real sad. I almost got real sad. No, you don't. They said, oh, well, they snatched good music, you know, off of Def Jam. Half the people that's on good music then dropped this man, supporting this man. You talking about Big Sean, Teyana Taylor. These ninjas ain't riding with him. You think he give a fuck about what they talking about? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I really don't think so. They can't care like that. And then, again, it's irritating. It's like nobody has his back. Nobody. Well, if you think that he's so crazy and so this and so that, why don't you go do, like, I really want you to do something. Not bad, but let it be known. Me, I'm just going to always try to see the comical side because I need that good music. I just don't want to see nothing. I don't like to see nothing bad happen to nobody. And the climate is just horrible. And that's, again, because Lord forbid, we're not going to get on here on this show talking about, man, I can't believe he's gone. Then I want to riot this. Then, but I still would it. You know, I still would it. But I just think about his babies. He does have children. I'm not thinking about them broads because they whatever. But it's them kids, you know. And North is big enough now where she could really see people tearing into her father. Okay, she know her mama crazy.
Yeah,
she told herself, "Why you talk like that on the videos?" She said, "Why you be talking like that? You sound fake."
Yeah,
mommy.
She called her out. But, you know, G-Lew had a good point, too, earlier when he said, and I have to agree with him, well, what about the employees? Like, what are they doing now? Did he have, you know, like, did he have a gathering meeting and say, this is what I'm getting ready to do, and this is your payoff, and I'm just letting everybody know? Absolutely. So we do have to think about those families as well.
I'm going to talk out of my back. I'm going to talk, like, because I don't know, but I'm willing to do the research on that. I really want to see how it affected the employment climate.
Chloe,
I'll start with Adidas, but even Russell Simmons got on there last night, and he even had to run the play on how Run DMC got them out of their trouble and back in the day. They don't care. Y'all care so much, but they don't give up about y'all. That's my thing, like. They don't
but
even
it,
care like
not,
this.
It didn't just start. It's been going on for a long time. But people, it takes somebody to come out and go through what they're going through in the industry to to realize this didn't just start, but now some people are paying attention. See, he didn't only get the industry attention, he got everybody's attention now. And some people are listening, and some people are just saying, oh, he's so crazy. That man is losing his mind. He's losing his mind like he's losing
his
billions.
He did all that.
And,
yeah, he got all that power.
Absolutely.
But he had a song called Power. You see that? I'm always going back to the music. His song Power, he says it right there, and I'm going to let y'all go. I'm still listening, but I got to go for my evening walk. Queen, I've been walking. He said, no one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking. We just count the hours. Yeah. This is years ago. So I'm just watching
and
it play
out.
And
here it is happening.
And here it is happening. You know, that's that Prince effect. That's that protect them, man. And that's all I got to say. Sorry for anybody that has got offended. But I didn't call you that, and people been looking at me with my black skin the way I am for all my life. So be strong. You'll get over it. Yeah, you'll get over it. You'll get over it. Reparations. Reparations. Mm. Why y'all want to talk?
That's the second time I heard that word today. Second time I heard about reparations. Somebody was speaking on it earlier in a conversation. So, yeah.
And they still getting paid. All them still going to get their money. So, yeah, just keep it going. But I'm here, y'all. I'm here. I'm about to go take my little walk. I said, let me call now.
All right, Marcy. Thank you for your input.
While you walking,
thank y'all for letting me
get rant. That
All right.
Of course I will. Well, maybe if Terry, Barry's brother, call. Maybe if Terry, what is his name, Terry? Terry Berry's brother from last week. I'm messing with y'all. I'm messing with y'all. Tweet. Remember he called in on Barry White. He said,
Yeah.
He said, I'm Terry Berry's brother.
We got it. Yeah, we know. Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Good evening. How are you?
Speak of angel.
Distinguished panel doing tonight.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
I'm pretty good. You know, I'm sitting here listening to all of this, and it kind of took me back to last week where we kind of summed it up last week. But like Cousin said, who'd have thought the difference a day makes? You feel me? And we kind of predicted
it. Yeah, we thought we summed it up.
We kind of predicted it last week, and it all, like dominoes. He did a Donald Byrd, and it fell like dominoes. And he can't be mad at nobody but himself. In the end, it didn't hurt them. It never will hurt them. It's going to only hurt and affect him. As far as his kids, yeah, they don't understand the power move that he made backfired on them. But I bet you Kim is laughing. It's probably hilarious to her. You feel me? And
she can't
he thought he was doing the right thing. Well, actually, he can't really, he's not going to be able to bounce back from the effect, the triple effect that's going to hurt him financially. He might not even be able to do no more arenas and get booked for some serious events. Yeah, because, man, just like the other caller said, Jews, not the religion, but the powers that the Jews have, they really got power. And they will look out for you. They're not, all of them are not trying to scam you. All of them will not try to scam you. Jerry Heller was a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me? And Jerry Heller did some good things for Easy.
He was trying to go at Cube the same way, though, when it happened, but Cube didn't. He wasn't able. Mm-hmm. They tried the same thing with Cube, but I think, you know, when Cube had his issues with Jerry trying to pull that's why Cube said right now, don't put me in it. I don't think Cube want none of that smoke right now. Kanye was bigging him up and saying that he got a lot of the stuff from Cube, but Cube right now, like, I don't want no parts of that. But Cube did kick that off back in the day against Jerry.
Yeah, but it wasn't Jerry's. But it wasn't Jerry.
Yeah, it was only against Jerry. It wasn't against Cube. It was personal.
Easy owned the company.
No Vaseline.
Jerry worked for Easy. So don't get mad at the secretary that don't let you in the office to talk to the boss. Feel me? Jerry had to take the brunt of the tension, but easy on the company. That's what people, he was just a scapegoat. But Kanye, if he would have sat his ass down, worked with the Jews, they would have gave him even more stuff. Feel me? I mean, come on, man. How can you have all your hands and all your fishing poles and all of them lakes, and now everything is basically going to dry up on you?
Well, something triggered him.
Yeah, emotions.
Something triggered him to make him want to know, not just his emotions. Something triggered him, and not just his emotions. Now, you may say he's acting on his emotions, but something triggered him to go there. Something triggered him.
It was his
reaction. Something triggered him.
It was his
pH
balance was off. You know, man, his cycle started, and you know, his emotions were just all over the place. Once your menstrual cycle starts,
you really can't.
You
to a whole
know.
Different level.
He thought he was just spotting, but it was full blown, and then he put his foot in his mouth. He has to take responsibility for that, man. I feel sorry because
I say the same thing. My thing is like all that. I heard everyone, and I agree with everyone's take on it. And I know Marcy going a little bit harder because she really just loves Kanye, so I understand her personal thing. But at the end of the day, I understand all categories and understand Kanye did what he wanted to do, obviously. We may not know. Like I said, maybe he wanted to get canceled. I don't know. But at the end of the day, regardless of what he did, I'm not going to take up for him in the sense that he's a grown man and we have to be responsible for what we do. Just like me, I could get mad tomorrow at my boss or whoever and go to work, and I could say, shit, I'm going to get fired. And then guess what? I believed in what I said, but now I can't pay my bills. And it's other people that depend on me. So that's my main thing with this, regardless of what he did. Like Queen said, I don't know if he talked to his people or whatever, but it's a lot more people that are affected by this other than him. You know what I mean? That may not even know what he was going to do because all of this kind of came out the blue, and now it's a lot of shit affected, and it's a lot of other people that's going to be affected by it as well. Even if they wanted to agree with him or ride with him, you see, and that's coming out now. They got to bag up because they're attached to other shit, and everybody just can't let all this shit crumble just because Kanye and just because they like him or agree with him or ride with him as a friend. It's not like I can let my whole shit crumble just because I'm riding with you. You know what I mean? So that's why a lot of people bagging up too, whether they agree with him or not. They can't go along with that and let their shit crumble because you know.
Oh
like
no,
said,
they're not gonna lose what they got. They gonna keep their shit coming. A lot of them do it, which as you should, you know.
Yeah.
That's your cost of living. You got to keep.
What about his church, though?
I don't know that.
What about his church? You know, I mean, it's a lot of things that can still trickle down, not only his employees, but even his fans that really could be a lot of Jew kids. You feel me? And they might turn their back on him. And it's cool to make a political stance. I mean, you know, like they mentioned earlier, Ali did it against the government, but he paid the cost. He went and, you know, did what he did. Yeah. He bounced back from it, but he still had to pay the cost. So, hey.
And that's my thing, too, even how Kanye did it. I think he could have done it, but did it a little more responsibly. And when I say that, meaning he could have still what he stand on, but it's the ways you do things, right? He could have spoke out and made little steps and did it, but not just in so much of a way where he just fireballed it. And now, like I said, a lot of people, even if they may do agree or may say, I kind of feel him, they can't ride with it. Because like I said, Queen, it's a lot bigger, you know, this big business and all this shit that people Kanye deal with is big business. So it's like people, even if they want to ride,
that's
like,
why it's happening.
I can't. You know, that shit is just, So that's my only thing with Kanye.
I think if
he did it, he could have did it a little bit more responsibly. Because now, like I said, it affects more people than him. So maybe he felt that way. I want to do this, but a lot of the people depend on you or probably are attached to you. You know what I mean? That are going to be affected by this. That's my main thing. So that's why I just say it could have been just a little. I don't agree with that part. And I can't take up for him on that part because we are all responsible and what we do affects other people. Like I said, you know what I mean? That's just my thing because we all know shit we want to do or say, but we can't because it's going to affect. You know, like I just said, I can't go into work or say, oh, this is this, I'm going to get fired. And then I can't pay my bill. So it's just ways we can do, but I can still go in there and voice my opinion in a different way. You know, and you know, we've learned that because we've been dealing just that black people or whatever for centuries and years. and we know it's all steps. We can't do it overnight. You know what I mean? So it's just, I think, ways we got to do it responsibly.
Well, just life. You got to be careful what you say in a marriage. You got to be careful what you say in a relationship and a friendship, because that can all go to hell too, just from you saying, you know, what you want to say. So you just have to be careful in life. You got to know when to walk away from a situation. You just have to know.
And you got to think before you speak too, because if you are willy-nilly with your opinion, even if you're right, sometimes you got to play dumb, you know, to be right.
Yeah.
It's like all about the approach as well too, because
it definitely is about the approach.
They suckered him in on Drink Champs. They suckered him in on Drink Champs. Once they shot that Duce up in him, oh man, he was. He had that gasoline. It all came out, especially in these interviews. They want you to go crazy. And I found myself saying a little too much in some interviews that when I look back in retrospect, damn, why did I say that? But it be your emotions too. You feel me?
Yeah.
A lot of times
it be so personal. Yeah.
It be so, you're so compelled to get your issues out. Chill, that shit can haunt you too, man.
You gotta have your emotions intact when you're you gotta think.
That's
like,
your life. That's your life.
Tell my grandson,
all the time. Yeah, we regret. Say, damn, I wish I could have did that different. Because them emotions.
I tell my grandson all the time, consequences. You are always going to have consequences. So you have to really think, do I really want to say this? Do I really want to do that? And he's seven, but I drill this in him. I drill it because he's seven, and the world that he's coming up in is a whole lot different from the world that we've come up in. It's a whole lot different, and so I always tell him, you got to think. You got to think before you speak and before you react. You have to think because there's consequences.
Yep, one false move could end your life, put you in prison, get you physically hurt, paralyzed, one false move, and it could be from somebody you don't even know.
I got a homeboy now, same way, paralyzed. Wrong move, and some dudes fucked him up, and he's paralyzed. It's my homeboy, and I just so bad. You know, like you said, it's consequences to everything.
Yeah, my daddy always told me, when it gets bigger than you, you got to give it to the man above. You just gotta give it up.
I agree with that, but sometimes if you in the heat of that moment, feel me, because my dad used to tell me, it's better to say there he go than there he lay. And it took me a long time. It's like, Dad, are you telling me to run and be a coward? Like,
are you trying to put somebody else down?
it's better to say there he go. Then there he lay. And it took me a while to understand that every battle, you shouldn't have it as a detriment that could end your life, especially if it's over something petty and bullshit, like a nigga step on your shoe at the barbecue.
In the penitentiary for that same reason.
Exactly.
Some bullshit.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's what it is today. It's that quick. That quickly it can happen in today's world, the way it is today. That quickly. It can just happen. So that's, like I said, that's why I drill that in my grandson. I drill
that's
it
good.
In him every day, because at school they go through this with the little kids at school. The things that they be saying to each other at school, and we get phone calls, and it's like, wow, this is
kids
just unbelievable.
Are the worst. You know that, though.
Hell yeah, they cuss each other out. They cuss each other out,
man. The worst.
And the way things
are
happening in school now.
They got no filter.
If a child say, I'm going to beat you up, I'll kill you. Oh, now that's labeled as a threat. They're building this file up on a child, and it's because of all these shootings and everything that's happening with students doing to students. So they're not thinking, oh, well, this 7-year-old child or this 6-year-old child won't do that. Oh, they think that they would do it too, that they're capable of doing it. So what they do now, if you say that to another student, it's a documentation. It's documented. Four threats. Yeah. you know, and it's just
kinda,
like, wow. Well,
they kind of got, I mean, not this, that is kind of harsh for a kid, but I guess they kind of have to do
absolutely.
That now, Queen. Like you said, with all that's going on, though, you know what I mean? Because you do never
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. So, yeah, I just brought that up to say how things have totally changed. It's changed so much. What?
Oh, yeah, but definitely things have changed. You can't say, that's not only kids, that's anyone. If you say something in public and someone hears it, like you say the wrong thing, or tell somebody, just like you say, you're in the heat of the moment, or somebody about to fight, I'll kill you, or whoop-de-whoop, knowing you don't mean that, and the wrong person hears that, like you say, they call the police on you, and that's a threat. You could have a terrorist threat as a charge put on you. Definitely.
Well, don't let them get killed. They gonna get you because they done told the police, well, I did hear the lady that stay in 201. They were arguing, and she told her, I'll kill you, so you might want to look at her. So, yeah, you got to be very careful of your words.
It actually just happened 2 days ago. Dude came home, and his girlfriend had took some money out of his hidden shoebox under the bed, and he confronted her and had her on live putting their business on the street, which I thought was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So now the camera's in her face, and she wanted to deny it, but the guy knew exactly how much he had down to the penny. He even organized it in the box so he could tell if it was tampered with. She continued to lie. Once he pressed her, she said, well, I'm just going to call my brother, and then, you know, he'll deal with you. Got on the phone and called her brother. So now he's in some mole stuff, you feel me? And she the one that stole the money. And I'm sure what's going to happen, here come the brother to defend her honor, and she was dead wrong. It was a clip came out a couple months ago. A girl called her two brothers, and they tried to run up on the boyfriend, tried to bust into his house, and all of a sudden you heard pow, pow, pow. One couldn't come back out, and the other one came back out and was laid on the grass. Dude shot both of her brothers because she called her brothers to come over there. So it's like, man, words mean a lot. Actions mean a lot. People don't take threats kindly. You can't threaten the Jews and nobody, man, you can't threaten people for in business or anything else. Those that would have been Al Capone, it's like the mob. And you're going to threaten the Jews. You got to think that they're like Al Capone. You got enough nuts, Kanye, to threaten Al Capone, even though you know he might have did some scandalous shit. But you going to publicly embarrass Al Capone. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen? Come on, man. He couldn't have did that to John Gotti. Yeah, John Gotti be man, I don't man, assigned to his label, and he won't put my clothes in Walmart. And man, what do you think would happen if the real mob was around? Because that's what
I'm
gonna
take it to. I'm gonna take it off of something else. Kanan, like with Rock. You see what Rock is doing on there, and she just got shot. But what's going to happen next, G. Lou? What you think is going to happen next? Because she ain't running from him. And she's a black woman. She's standing on her 2 feet if anybody watched Kanan. So that's kind of interesting. You know what I'm saying? Like a black woman, and she told him, I'm not scared of you. I don't fear you. And what are they, Italians or are they Jews? What are they playing as their role, G. Lou? Italians. Yeah, she said, I'm not scared of the Italians.
Yeah.
So, it happened.
And that's what it be. And that's what it be on her tombstone. She was never scared. Feel me? Rest in peace. She was never scared. She was never scared. Come on, man.
It's going to be on theirs, too, though. Yeah. Killed by a black woman who wasn't scared. Mm-hmm. It's just going both ways, but... Yeah, it just took me there when we were talking. But it's very interesting and what's happening. And you don't, you know, want to see this every day, but if you're on, it's on TV, it's on social media, it's just everywhere, you're going to hear something about Ye. It's just going to come up. Ye was dropped from this. And it's headlines everywhere. It's on every talk show. You know, just like the, and now I'm going to get off base again, with the Jeffrey Dahmer Halloween costumes. Why in the hell would any parent want to put their child in a Jeffrey Dahmer Halloween costume? Why is anybody even watching that and glorifying it? But eBay did take those costumes off the market, so they're no longer being sold. But I mean, it's just things you can't avoid watching is what I'm saying, because it's just coming up unless you turn to Cartoon Network. This is what I do sometimes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
To get away from the sanity, the insane stuff.
If it would have been Paul McCartney, if it would have been Paul McCartney or Mick Jagger speaking about it, you know, it would have had a different effect. It's bad enough he's a black man. But if it would have been a white boy, Billy Joel or some old school white legendary artist that had ultimate respect the same way Kanye did, it probably wouldn't have played out the way it did as well, too. Well, you do got to take that into account, too.
The way it is playing out, because it's playing out. It's definitely playing out.
I had no
and
idea.
Just like D. Lou said earlier.
Hands in those many businesses. I never thought he had all of that going on. It's like, damn, dude, you got all these revenues of income, and you want to rock the boat, and you're in the middle of the ocean on a yacht. Do that make any sense? Niggas in
a
yacht.
And he could be reaching.
You want to jump off? You want to walk the plank on your own yacht? Come on, man. That's the dumbest thing in the world.
And he's looking for other places to invest in him, because that's why he went to Skechers. Now, I wonder if you go to Walmart. Would Walmart turn him away?
Would you
want to
buy
so.
Some Yeezys from Walmart?
I wouldn't buy his stuff. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Because he's
yes, I believe
now,
they would turn him away.
Places.
I believe they would definitely turn him away, because they don't want to be involved, man, with a nutcase. Come on, man. They don't want to be involved. Man, what's your name turned into mud? That's what everybody be thinking about.
It'll just be from the powers above saying you bet not.
Because they don't want no bad press. A lot of people that might have wanted to mess with him, because when you hot, you hot, everybody want to fuck with you. It's been like that from years and years, especially in the industry. You get a hit record, all kind of doors open up. Movies, commercials. Man, look at Snoop. All he got to do is drink some Coronas, and I bet he don't even drink Coronas. And he got multiple commercials. I mean, just roll it, man. Opportunities come. Don't get all these opportunities in the middle of an ocean on a yacht and walk the plank. To me, that's the dumbest thing in the world, man. But, you know, that's coming from a broke dude. So I don't know what his life is like. I can imagine. I never been on a G5 plane in my life, so I don't know what his life is like. But all I know, if I'm in the middle of the ocean on the yacht, I ain't finna walk the plank. I ain't gonna do that.
Yeah. Well, I think that shows too. Like, I mean, everyone is different, obviously, and Kanye is very different. We see. I don't really think Kanye, like you said, to have all that money and all those things, as you could kind of see his life, I don't think he was really happy. And he definitely didn't enjoy himself, like you said, like most people will. Like, he's definitely not like a Jay-Z. You didn't even see Kanye on a yacht. So I don't think the more we see more Kanye doing stuff like this, more so than enjoying his time and doing, you know what I mean? You see him more so like always, you know, with some issues or some things going on. So obviously, he's not even was happy with his money. Obviously, wasn't enjoying it. So I don't know, you know, like I said again, what that stems from, what is issue or what he's trying to do. Like I said, it may be something we don't even know of yet, you know. But obviously, definitely not enjoying himself and enjoying all that money he had. He wasn't doing that. You know what I mean? His mind ain't on that, obviously. So I don't know.
Well, G. Lou, if you get rich, like Kanye.
Yeah,
G-Lo, if you ever get rich like Kanye, would you be able to rent out the Staples Center for us so we could get all our kids, all our grandbabies up in there and go in there and play basketball, have some celebrities come in there and, you know, and sing and rap
rich,
for us. You
we
know,
enjoy
man,
it.
I
get
know,
rich,
the big
we
ass
really,
screen.
We don't enjoy it. Sure.
Kanye had enough money to do that. He could have locked down the Staples Center. He could have locked down Disneyland for, you know, take 100 kids to Disneyland, lock it down. So
and now
they
would be gone.
You know,
and
they ain't got
right
a standing
now.
Line. Man. Do
yeah,
something
they would
good,
take that
man.
From him, too, if he did
wow.
do it. So.
They took Neverland from Fight. They took Neverland from Fight, didn't they? They took Neverland from Fight.
No, but that was because of money. But that was because of money. Mike couldn't afford to keep it up. He had too many exotic animals.
They were trying to I doubt he couldn't keep it up. That was they were doing some stuff to Mike though. I doubt Mike had Mike, even if he didn't have it, he could make that money appear. Mike money with credit was good. I think it was bigger than that tweet.
It's always bigger than that. Everything that happens to him is bigger than that. You know, it's always bigger than that. That's my
Michael's
opinion.
Name
it's
was
always
money.
Bigger than that.
Michael,
but,
Michael Jackson's name is money.
Yeah, it used to be, but he was spending it as fast as he made it.
That's what I'm saying. It used to be once they came for him, too, about them kids and all the other stuff, you know, same kind of effect. You know,
and
when
they
he
said
spoke
he
or whatever the case,
his mind.
They broke Mike down.
When he jumped
they broke Mike,
Till
when he killed
when he jumped
him,
on top
he,
of the car and screamed.
Damn near overdosed because he wanted, now he got to get on drugs to get away, whatever he was doing. Prince, too. You know, it's just, hey. I don't know. That's a whole.
They didn't see that when Michael jumped on that car and screamed. They didn't see that as a great artist. They seen it as if he was losing his mind because of everything that he was going
through. Mike went to court in his pajamas. Mike went to court in his pajamas,
okay.
Man.
With his hat on, with his grandma on his head, in his shade.
That was gangster for real.
What the hell? No.
That was
y'all
gangsta.
Y'all get me out of here for this shit. I'm coming to court like this. Yeah.
That was
y'all
gangsta.
Want me to come to court, getting me out of my bed. I'm just gonna put my hat on and put my lotion on, and I'll be there.
I know, but he had on the blazer though,
and
the pajama bottoms, the designer house shoes. Mike was a man. That was crazy as hell, and got away with it though.
That was classic.
And got away,
with it.
And
that
was
and
before.
They was labeling him crazy
That was before he got on top of the car. He worked that shit like a chicken bone. Man, he took all the meat he can get off of that shit. That's crazy.
Shout out to
I know one thing. I heard that his lawyer left him. Man, all kind of people that, man, the bank, Chase don't want to fuck with him no more.
Yeah, they don't.
How you going to lose a bank? And he
look
said
the
he put $140
million. But look at the bigger picture, too, though. All these names that we said, look at, these are all of our biggest stars, man, and our biggest contributors to music. Take away the political shit. Kanye did amazing shit. I mean, whether you're a fan or not, you know, far as musically what he accomplished, like 29, 30 Grammys. And like so it's like these are big people. That's why he was big first, because of his music. And we're talking about Prince, all these people now. Even R. Kelly, who they've taken down. So we got to look at the bigger picture, too. These are all of our biggest musical, you know, the best to do it, really. You know what I mean? You know, and hey, look what's going on. So it's a bigger picture
one
as well.
One false move, and they'll take it all away from you. Because to me, how they did Bill Cosby, that should make any black man with money know that, shit, you make one false move, and it could be over, man.
Yeah.
You're not untouchable.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What we need to take
you're
from
not
that.
Untouchable.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah, no matter
especially
how big.
Especially if you're black or a color. They can't wait to break you if you get out of line. Okay.
Yeah.
They love it.
Yeah.
Let's do it to this. Okay, they're not learning, so we got to get somebody else. Oh, they're still not learning. So, you know, let them all just keep coming to us. We're going to knock them all out the box. Yeah.
Systematically.
So, yeah. Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, never feel like you're untouchable, no matter what your position is in life. Never feel like you can't get got. Never.
Yep, that part. If anything, that's a lesson we learned. And like I said, it's just like at the end of the day, hey, everything is everything. People responsible for their own actions, but just have to know there is an action for every reaction, and there's consequences for things we do. So just think about how you do them, and you know how you do them, when you do them, all that. Just think about that part, because it is consequences and act reactions to actions.
Don't snap.
So, you know,
not snap. No. Step back
and
let them think whatever they want to think.
You got to control the emotions too. You know, that's the main thing, and that's just in life, period.
Mm-hmm.
Because caught up our emotions, especially when, you know, like Tweed said, just in a lot of things, even us, we do, me too, interviews or whatever, and I go back, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Or even interacting with people, you know what I mean? Loved ones, family, anyone.
Yeah, just in conversations.
To get the
yeah.
best of us, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to control the emotion.
Just to be honest, there are some times that I get ready to, well, I do actually write things out that come just from me. And on Facebook, and I'll look at that, and I'll be like, no, you don't want to post that. And I don't post it.
Yeah,
I've
done that. That's what I'm saying. That's a perfect example. I've done that. I had to go back sometimes. I'll delete some shit like, man, I don't know. I ain't should have said that. You know what I mean? Real talk.
Because,
I'm just being real, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because it's like, okay, this is going to be red. It's going to be personal. Because
you did it out of emotion. You felt. You really felt that now. You really felt that. But
absolutely.
You felt that, and that was
absolutely.
Personal, and then you think later, you go back and look and say, damn, that was really me personally, but everybody ain't going to maybe feel that or understand.
Absolutely.
So, yeah,
absolutely.
So that is emotions. You feel me?
Yeah, so yeah, I've done it plenty of times, but.
We all have. We're human, Queen.
Yeah.
We're human.
Absolutely, so.
Because
so
it's
just
easy
to
go viral.
To
it is easy to go viral. We could say something stupid right now. Man, I could blow myself up within 24 hours and just say something stupid about somebody that is respected, and I could be more famous than Charleston White. But like G-Lou said, would I be ready to accept them consequences? I could be an overnight.
Yeah.
I could be on No Jumper probably in 3 days, you know. But,
that's the
man,
thing too.
Is it worth it?
But
is it worth
you mentioned something important right there, Charleston White, not to get on him, but see, things like that, that's another problem I have with some of the people, though, that use, because Charleston White, like you said, he is popular and famous now because he knows how to, he clickbait or shock jock. But underlining all that, if you go back and look originally, Charleston White, and we all know he's very intelligent, that's why he's doing all what he's doing, and people want to hear him because he is intelligent and he can talk. But what Charleston White has done is he got caught up in this internet and this push change because he knew, like Tweed said, what can go viral and what can't. Okay, these motherfuckers, when I say some crazy shit, that's when I get the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me run with this shit.
Absolutely.
And then the money starts coming.
Yeah.
So now he's changed his whole narrative. But originally, Charleston was talking with sense and talking, you know what I mean, because he is intelligent. Now he's turned that around because he's caught that bug of the bullshit. You know, so that's what I don't like about some of these people who are really who have a voice, but they're using it for the wrong way. The WAC 100s, all these people are now using their voice for the wrong ways, man. And that's what I don't like about this internet shit.
Yeah. Well, they've changed. You know what I'm saying? Like, just someone very close to me and how it's just changed. And I was like, wow, it's like I never thought that would become your narrative. I just never thought that.
It's fame,
but the numbers are climbing.
That fame is a hell of a drug. That fame is a hell of a drug.
Without the money, they'll throw themselves under the bus for the fame and ain't even sign a check. They're hoping that the check from the fame.
As far as your numbers. For your numbers to run up on social media, is it really that important to you to want to have that type of fame? Like, that's just fucking, excuse my expression, but that's just crazy to me. Like, people have told me, you should do your own YouTube channel. You would get a lot of success. I'm not into that. I'm not into that. I'm cool just what I'm doing right now. I'm at peace with the things that I'm doing right now. And if I listen to other people and get my own YouTube channel just to get the numbers to run up and to get whatever they think I'm going to get. I don't need fame like that. I don't need that. I'm just I'm a regular person, solid person, and I want to be just who I am.
Take it from somebody that used to be famous. It ain't what it seems. It really ain't.
Yeah.
I was very, very famous. I was more famous than a lot of rappers that are out today in my era. I know what fame looked like. I felt it. It felt good. But when you really look at it, didn't none of the people really like me or love me, you know, or
they
gave a fuck about
me. They say they were. Yeah.
No, I'm not even talking about insiders. I'm talking about fans. Fans will turn on you faster than your friends will.
Yeah.
Look at Millie
Vanilli.
But
they don't even know you like that.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
They
but they'll love you when first you love me, then you hate me. That's a game for fools. Stylistics.
Yeah.
It is what it is. It'll happen.
It is what it is.
They turned on Vanilla Ice. They called Hammer a fool for spending the money. He was really trying to look out for people. So that fame can go to your head. It is more addictive than sex. It is, man.
I'm cool on it. Like, I don't need no personal YouTube channel just to be somebody, because I was somebody before social media even came out, you know.
Me too. Yeah.
I was queen before Queen Jean. Nobody even knew of me. You know what I'm
saying?
So it's like, I don't let this stuff blow my head up. I just don't do that, because I appreciate it and I respect the ones who respect me, and you know, I do, but I'm not that socialite like that, where I would want to have my own.
But once you do get a taste of it, yeah, and man, I remember walking to a room, and it was like I was TMZ type shit. You feel me? And it was like, damn, just a little old Calvin from South Central. And I walk into this room, and they don't even tell me what's in this room. It's like, man, it's just the people, you know, want to talk to you. And I walk into this room, and it was like, I couldn't even see from the camera flashes. It's like, wow. I had to sit back, and that shit was about to go to my head. Like, whoa, this is crazy. This is crazy.
Yeah. And you can
once
tell
you get
when somebody
of,
is... Yeah, you could tell when somebody is like, ooh, they just enjoying this whole fame, or the fame that they have gotten. They just love it. Like, yeah, you can tell. I put up
it's
a post
unbelievable,
that said,
none though.
Of this
it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable when it happens to you, and you're so happy that it's happening to you that you can get caught up in the matrix of it all.
Oh, I believe you.
It's caught up.
I see it, you know, I see it. I see it all the time. So, yeah, I believe you. But for me, it just wouldn't be a peaceful life for me to have that. I mean, the way life is now is just peaceful. But to have all that stuff, I had put up this post that said, none of this social media shit matters. Be a solid and good person in real life. Be that person in real life. You know, you on social media stunting and you know, you're trying to portray this person that you're not. I don't care what I put up on social media. I'm going to always be solid and real. And I'm just going to post stuff that's solid and real. I'm not posting for people to think this is who or what I want to be. I am who I am. But you got people on here that are just big fronters. And social media has really, and this is what's happened with Ye. Social media is really... putting a 187 on his character. And he's also contributing to that, but it's just like he's being beat down. But again, I still give a shout out to West Coast Cam for what he's doing. So for those of you who don't follow him, just check it out and get your own opinion on it. But they riding for him, though. A lot of the Islam is riding for him.
Okay.
So,
yep.
We got to shout out our sponsors, G. Lou.
Yep.
BTP Media.
Oh, yeah, I did earlier. Like I said, my mic was off. Nobody
hey, man, y'all don't play music.
Okay.
Just
yeah,
a
I was
question.
Trying to get to it. We can't, the conversation gets so deep, man. I had a playlist ready.
Yeah, I was wondering.
I was wondering,
does this station, you know, play music? Because I wasn't sure.
Yeah, man.
All right. Okay.
Well, you can contribute
right,
too. You've been on here the
last
30 minutes talking
too,
Mr. Mr. Cadillac. You've been on here too the last 30 minutes, so you contributed to no music as well this week and last week. So I had a playlist. I just go with the flow. You feel me? I ain't gonna cut nobody off.
When it gets interesting, that's what happens. When you're having a conversation, that's what happens. You just keep it going. Yeah, when it's a good conversation, you know what I'm saying? You just keep it going. But when it's that, you know, that, no, I mean, you know.
Uh-oh, don't do that. All right, Joe. We gonna get in traffic like big.
Don't do a song because that didn't even come out right.
Oh my God, Tweet kind of like we gonna get in traffic like Flossie would say. You feel me?
Yes, y'all.
Oh my God.
Hey, it's Westside Wednesday Radio Show. G. Lou, Queen Jean, the fabulous Tweet Cadillac is in the building. We'll be back, y'all.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating, but scared to kick reality. Man, you've been doing all this dope producing. You ain't had a chance to show them what time it is. So what you want me to do?
I'm expressing with my full capability, and now I'm living in correctional facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it gets funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat, and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what, I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well I'm dropping English, even if Yella makes it a cappella. I still express, yo, I don't smoke weed or sex, cause it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel.
Of the underworld, order must be maintained. Without a strict and unforgiving chain of command, chaos is inevitable.
What's up, youngster? Since you the new booty and don't know nothing, I got to show you about the pecking order. It's the order in how we do things and move things. See, somebody gonna tell you what to do after I tell that motherfucker what to do. It's the pecking order. Pecking order. It's the pecking order. Pecking order. We got the power to make you niggas sour. Big fish whale like Ichikawa. Stepping out the shower, it's the pecking order. Ask your daughter how we peck. Inspect. High class ass, the project. Push my legs through the California rain. Gutter lane. Infamous schemes on the brain for my connect gang. Put a strain on every link in our chain. That's right, we all get a rain. Taking sworn notes to making C notes. Knowing all the while that bullshit floats, the nigga don't, so nigga don't. Gangsta paradise ain't nothing nice. Yeah, we living so trife, we need Jesus in our life. It's the pecking order.
It's the order how we do things and move things. Only fuck with the truth.
Having heavy in the course with the world of depression. Messing with the wrong bitches, never learn our lesson. Stressing, no guessing, never question. Even when we playing, we testing. Confession, do you still wanna meet with a killer D? Held accountable for anything you repeat? It's the pecking order. Ask your daughter how we peck when we smoke you. It's your best friend you suspect. It's the pecking order.
It's the order how we do things and move things. Only fuck with the truth things. Now come on. Come on, partner. Come on.
Fuck the pecking order.
I don't wanna hear none of that shit, man. All that crying and begging and shit. To be honest with you, that shit really don't even affect me in no kind of way, partner. You wasting your motherfucking time.
It's the pecking order.
Let's get this shit going. Let's get it over with. Come on, back here. Back here. I can't make no motherfucking mess right here. Check this out, homie. Make it easy on yourself. I know you want a motherfucking open casket where your peoples can see you and kiss on you, but you gonna piss me off, and I'm gonna blow noodles out your motherfucking head. And ain't none of that happening after that. So, come on back here. Come on. Right? Come on. Hey, but you know, one more thing before I do this.
Attention, at this moment you are now listening to an ICLP. If you are offended by words like shit, bitch, fuck, dick, ass, hoe, cum, dirty bitch, low motherfucker, nigga, hooker, slut, tramp, dirty low slut tramp bitch hoe, nigga, fuck, shit, whatever, take the tape out now. This is not a pop album. And by the way, suck my motherfucking...
Here we go, another one. Iceberg. Gangsta Rap, 2006, 8th album, SMG.
Time to take you back to the days of old. 6'4 Chevy, big fat gold. Out to the west where the gangsters roam. South Central LA, my home. We was out there feeling that hip-hop beat, but couldn't connect to the New York street. So we took our bandanas and we tied them up. Rolled up in the studio and laid it rough. Ice Cube and them niggas with the twos showed a motherfucker how to blast the dude. Come on, Dr. Dre, N.W.A., Eazy-E and Ren, fuck what you say. Too Short kept it raw for them niggas up north. Ghetto Boys, we was like, fuck the law. Dub C, nigga, sag your pants. We taught you how to gangbang and the Crip dance. This ain't R&B, this is gangster rap. Bitches get smacked, busters get
get jacked. Front if you want, you'll get laid on your back. It's about guns and drugs and hoes and clubs. This ain't R&B, this is gangster rap. Bitches get smacked, busters get jacked. Front if you want, you'll get laid on your back. It's about guns and drugs and hoes and clubs. Cypress Hill made a nigga understand how I could just kill a man. Long Beach out of the dark came Snoop. Skinny little nigga not scared to shoot. Dog pound gangsters, corrupt and dead. Suge had the whole Death Row on blast. King T, motherfucker Warren G. Nate Dogg reppin' that 213. Don't front, motherfucker, don't hate. Compton's most wanted, MC8. Throw your sets up, niggas, like you don't give a damn. Inglewood Max 10, watch with Cam. This ain't R&B, this is gangster rap. Bitches get smacked, busters get jacked. Front if you want, you'll get laid on your back. It's about guns and drugs and hoes and clubs. This ain't R&B, this is gangster rap. Bitches get smacked, busters get jacked. Front if you want, you'll get laid on your back. It's about guns and drugs and hoes and clubs. Really know what's real on the mic. My little homie Pac lost his life. East Coast, West Coast, gun talk rules. Cocaine, big wheels, hoes and jewels. Down South, gold teeth, niggas is real.
Dirty South,
gangster rap got mass appeal. Little white boys in the burbs got heat. A ghetto is a ghetto and a street to street. Eliminate the poverty disease and we'll start rapping about birds and trees. You can get shot no matter how much fucking cash you got. You can never get away, the streets stay hot. And gangsters ain't the ones to push. They kill you in a second, ask President Bush. This ain't R&B, this is gangster rap. Bitches get smacked, busters get jacked. Front if you want, you'll get laid on your back. It's about guns and drugs and hoes and clubs. This ain't R&B, this is gangster rap. Bitches get smacked, busters get jacked. Front if you want, you'll get laid on your back. It's about guns and drugs and hoes and clubs.
Yeah. It's Kel Mac, owner of All Hood Publications, Kel Mac Video. I'm with G Lou on West Side Wednesday.
A message to the Oreo cookie. No matter how much you want to switch, here's what they think about you.
Gold teeth, gold chain wearing, fried chicken and biscuit eating, monkey ape baboon, big thigh, fast running, high jumping, spear chucking, 360 degree basketball dunking, titsoon spade mulling yarn. Go the fuck back to Africa. Go the fuck back to Africa. Go the fuck back to Africa.
Think about it. Fucking sell out.
Here we go, War Station 103.787. And we're listening to, we won't be listening to Ice Cube, America's Most Wanted, because that's bullshit. Get that shit out of here. Straight R&B. Straight R&B. Straight R&B.
Where the motherfucking plug at? I'm about to disconnect his ass.
Turn off that motherfucking radio.
Turn on the radio, take a listen, what you're missing. Personally, I'm sick of the ass kissing. What I'm kicking to you, I'm getting rotation. Nowhere in the nation, program directors and DJs ignored. Cause I simply say, fuck top 40. And top 30, top 20, and top 10. Until you put more hip-hop in. Then I might grab it on pretend that you're down with the scene. And go and diss me in a magazine. I'll get the figure, the public to dig. DJ face down in the river. No, it's not a threat, but a promise. I'm as crazy as a come. See, mama didn't love me. All I got is my nine. And the common savage beat, there's the Alpine.
Disaster. Turn up that bullshit. Turn off that motherfucking radio. Turn off that bullshit. Turn off that motherfucking radio. Turn off that bullshit.
Play the music, motherfucker. Put the music on.
Bam.
Turn it to the radio, listen for a minute. Yo, G, stick a fucking tape in it, cause all the radio do is tango. That R&B love triangle. Man, if you're out there kicking it with the brothers, you don't care about mothers. You wanna hear a young nigga on the mic going buck wild, throwing and flowing and showing new style. That's where I'm coming from. Reality, that's what they running from. So if you're down with Ice Cube, let me know that you know. Yo, turn off the radio.
You know what? You know what? Basically, those black guys and those rap guys, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. I hate those fuckers. I hate them. Especially that one guy, the America's Most Wanted. Ice Cube, I hate that fucker. Get him off the air. Get him off. Get him off. Get that rap shit out of here.
Give me a gap. I can smoke this motherfucker.
Hello? Hey, this is DEL. Hey, I'm calling for 3838 Twin Oaks Way. Yeah, I just wanted to call to say fuck the...
What's cracking, y'all? G-Lo. It's your big brother from the same mother. C-Lo, repping that 213 since 1981. Checking in from the Pac Northwest, following 9 Spokane, Washington. Just reminding all listeners, from the land to Japan, you are listening to the one and only West Side Wednesday show on Blog Talk Radio. Shout out to OMG Music. This is the G-Lo Show.
Yeah, just tap in, and then we go. Yeah. Oh, me. All right. I found myself, put on the gas, revving. Motivation, rap hustling and dope selling. Block Reverend, yeah. Block Reverend. Trip taking, risk taking. Anti-flick taking. Take a nigga bitch taking. Vacation, first class seats, but going places rappers go. But you ain't a rapper though. So we make it special. Unanswered questions, like is that girl yours? World tours. But you don't rap though. Ayy, big pimpin', get that money off the track, huh? Still hustle hard, but got money to relax though. Spending blue hundreds the best sex though. Self-made, came in through the back door. Not an act though. South Central is the souls of black folk. Where they got bangin', smoke crack mo. Souls of black folk. Purple Sprite, sip act mo.
Nick, what up, love? What they do up there? You be proud of me. I just hopped off the jet in the bluest ass. Drove down the shore drunk last night. It's like you was there. Almost flipped the Benz on Slauson and joined you up there. They been tricky as fuck lately. It's all through the air. So many rappers dying. It's like niggas outside playing music chairs. They kill Slim 400, stab Draco. I've been out the way though, and Calabasas trying to lay low. Yeah. This can't be the shit that our grandmothers pray for. I've been on my knees at night. I move when God say so. I know niggas trying to pray on me, so I pray next to this Draco. And niggas still out here running your marathon. It's your B-Dog and a Hellcat with the Desi on. Get this though. I've been in the studio every day with your nigga Hit though. Making hits though. I miss you, nigga. You know how this shit go.
World tours. World tours. Self-made, came in through the back though. Still hustle hard, but got money to relax though. This the souls of black folk. Where they got banging, smoke crack mo. World tours. World tours.
Life. Luxury. Happiness. Success. So
West Side Wednesdays with my partner D. Lou, Red and Blue, keeping it true. Black Fist in the Air, this is my partner right here. Y'all tune in to him every Wednesday for whatever he got going on. Special guests, good music, unreleased music, or previously released music. G. Lou, West Side Wednesday. Yes, sir.
I would tell a young motherfucker or a young homegirl that I'm just coming straight real, cause it's the real world. And they'll tell you, homie, this shit ain't really all that, homie. You know what I'm saying? We make it look good, homie. You know what I'm saying? But, First of all, homie, it's a major setback, homie.
Just waking up in the morning, had to thank God twice. Jumped out of bed and said, please shed light on my life. Mind, body, and soul is getting hectic. Stepmama just died, baby girl moved to Texas. I don't like to dream about getting paid, I check shit. Whether it's 9 to 5 hustling or some tech shit. I give respect where it's given, but only a chosen few can walk inside the shoes that I've been given. This is how I'm living, I'm driven to be the best. Started off as a baby boy just trying to move out the nest. Learn how to finesse. I was blessed with the hustle, but never knew the game of life was harder and I would struggle. Now I'm trying to rebuttal the game so I can change up everything I lost in the past. I'm trying to make up. I'm on my way up, homie, so overstand it. This is the way I planned it. I'm on my grown man shit. Yeah.
Really why I say it's a major disappointment, because when you finally get to my age, a couple other different people's age and see the light, that's when your family really get the joy and can really say, man, I'm proud of you, because you done settled down and did some other shit with your life, man. Lucky and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Verse 2, let me tell you about a few setbacks, trials and tribulations I went through. Ran the streets dumb, had a baby when I was young. Caught a case, went to jail for some stupid shit I had done. It's all fun till the rapper got the gun. Got shot, my life stopped, now I'm looking at the sun. Hoping God grant me serenity to respond. It's a doggy dog world and ain't nobody giving none. Haven't learned the ways of the world, the pros and cons. Bells from bonds, grown women from the girls. Shout out to the homie Earl for giving us the game. Even though 30 years later shit is still the same. Everybody gaming, trying to chase the fame. Ain't nobody think about the contradictions that they made. So we gotta hold ourselves accountable. Let's see fit, the soul of the streets, back up on my grown man shit.
Then not only the post-traumatic stress you gonna go through, not even just off of you might not even be put in no work, you know, shit like that, but just the life cycle of fucking with this shit continuously fuck you up, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my bad, y'all. My bad. I was sleeping on the job. Nah, just kidding. I had some difficulties. I thought I had a caller, but I guess they hung up. So anybody out there want to tap in, press 1. If you've been listening to the conversation, we had deep conversation tonight. But, you know, we took a turn and got back to some music. So, you know. I do see a caller. Caller, hello.
Hey, what's happening? King G. Lou.
Hey, good evening, sir. What's popping? DJ Maniac.
I'm good. Just want to call in real quick.
That's Philly accent. Hey, what's going on, DJ Maniac? Hey, to everybody who's just listening, I'm sorry, to the show, that amazing song that you just heard G. Lou singing, that was produced by the amazing DJ Maniac. That's from Soul of the Streets, Volume Number 2. Go get that. Don't sleep on that. Go get that. That's a nice
song.
That's
my favorite album. I love that album.
Mm-hmm.
You did that, Maniac. You represented on that, sir.
Thank
for
you.
Sure.
I just need to do better on the next one. I'm loving the next one, though, what I'm doing and what you're doing as well.
Yeah, you got some incredible stuff on there. I can't wait till the people hear it. But, yeah, that's, Yeah. Maniac just gets better and better. So we got some great stuff coming on this next project, man. For sure, for sure.
Thanks.
What's going on with you? Feeling better, sir? You good now? You a little bit better?
Yeah, I'm good. Yup.
Okay.
Can't complain. Just still feel a little pain, though.
Right. You know, you got to shake it all the way off, but, it, you know, you'll get there.
Oh, yeah.
He need them through. Turkey wings in his life. Get them turkey wings. Turkey wings. You're going to be all right.
That's right.
Yeah.
The turkey wing, huh?
You know, we was talking about turkey wings, and I was telling him that my brother said he's been to several stores trying to find turkey wings up in Merced, and he asked the guy at the meat counter, did they just quit, you know, the turkeys quit growing wings? Like, what's happening? There's no turkey wings. So DJ Maniac hit me up, and he said, I ain't found no turkey wings. So he getting some turkey wings up. He going to be all right.
That's right. Shout out to Maniac, yeah. Man. Much love. Philly Phil.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You guys watching that game? You watching that game, DJ Maniac? That's a close game, Denver and the Lakers.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, that's a close game going down.
Yeah, it's on in there in the other room. I hear the little bit.
72.
Yeah.
61 the Lakers and 72 Denver. But they was tied for a minute, then all of a sudden Denver just started shooting them baskets. I was like, okay.
Yeah, the Lakers ain't doing too hot right now, so got to get there. It's all good, though. We get there. You know. Hey, Jay. DJ Maniac. All the time. All the time, brother.
Much love.
Peace and love. Westside Wednesday to G Lou Show, Queen Jean. G Lou. We'll be back.
God bless all listeners. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with everybody. Hey, what's up? This is Isaac Pedroza. You're listening to the G Lou Show. You want to be blessed? Listen in, man, because it's where it's at.
Get a nigga caught up for what? A simple nut, a simple fuck.
Daily getting hands is depending.
penitentiary chances to survive in 1995. So I got 1995 ways to survive nowadays. Time and time again, I bust a rhyme again, cause I'ma get in deeper shit if I convert the crime again. How to mentally convert me? The same niggas out to hurt me, it irks me, strenuous controversy. What's next on the list to complete after all this shit that popped off on the streets and all eyes on me? But I won't change sides, cause what I represent till I die.
Till I die.
It's time for me to grab a tall glass of
Hennessy.
You see, my ways is the phase on them niggas that try me. Leave them laying stiff if they ain't no IVs. IVs, they're hoarders, regardless, fool. Living life day and night, staying hoarded, crew. Keep my cool until my mood abruptly switch. Then I'm on a nigga's ass like Bumpy Zip.
That's right.
It's no remorse when you cross my course. I'm not a hunter, but take a nigga out for sports. Don't resort to thinking you could get with this, or you will be a eulogy if you insist this dismiss. The Trey D from L-O-N-G, D-E-A-C-H, where the hardest gangsters be. 21st was the worstest turf on the earth, yet I feel I was meant to represent from birth. Till I die, you wonder why it ain't no secret. Motherfuckers best be in love with this street shit.
This is Queen Jean, tapping in to pay homage to the amazing artist, King G. Lou. Congratulations on your Oldies Rule Forever Volume 2. You have a unique, dope lyricist style. Keep evolving. Blessings to your journey. Stay solid. Remain humble. With your free spirit.
Gotta be me, can't be nobody else. Always been a hustler, ain't never asked no one for help. Big steps, big shoes that I walk in. I don't interact with that whack shit they be talking. I just want my money coming often, along with the blessings. It's hard to be a G when everyone is testing. But I just wanna stay clean, represent every week and show love with the almighty queen.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine, The Source and The King. Back in 95, I was locked in the pen, facing a mandatory of 1 to 15. Life ain't always really what it seems. That's why I get taken for granted, and the devil plants the seeds. COVID-19, vaccines is mandatory, similar to the New World Order. Understand the story, shout out to Nori, cuz we drinking like champs. Celebrating life before the death in advance, thinking of a master plan to take a stand. Black and brown love, cuz the unity's in demand. Shout out to the land of Sureños, Los Califas. Saludos y ciudadanos de Rios, esta rifa. I wanna be free like a bird, spread my wings and fly away. It's a ribbon in the sky, and I'm trying to relate. I seen too many of us die in the coffin we lay. On our way to Harrison Ross is the cost that we pay. I try to pray, but the ways of the world is evil. It's like we in a maze, in the own way of our people. In a Regal, dipping down the street, tipping. Listen to them oldies, old English, he's sipping. Many ripping down memory lane, reminiscing on the good old days. It ain't the same. Shout out to the Queen, Miss Jean, for all the lessons. And shout out to the man upstairs who keeps blessing. Shout out to the man upstairs who keeps blessing.
Come on, let's pray. Dear Lord, please forgive us for all the sins we have brought upon us, and look down upon us with forgiveness for all the sins we will have in the future. I know you understand that brothers ain't perfect, but we try, Lord. We try to keep our heads up in bad times. This is a bad time. Show us the way. And if you can't show us the way, then forgive us for being lost.
Show West Side Wednesdays. You know, we've come to that time. We got a few minutes left, but only a few. So before we end it, I want to bring Queen in to, you know, give us some great kind words to help us get through the rest of this week.
Yeah, it was a great show. Thank you to all the callers who called in and engaging with us. It was great. Different opinions. It always makes everything greater when we have different opinions, when we can be grown adults and talk about some things. So shout out to everybody who participated with us. And also, I just wanted to say peace and love and blessings to everyone and their families. Let's stay positive and always send out the best energy that you can. That's INNERG. Send out that best energy that you can. It's so important to be able to recognize energy as well. So, yeah, with that being said, check out Tweed Cadillac Show tomorrow with G. Lou co-hosting and Cousin Marcy. They got a versus going. It's going to be Roy Ayers and Norman Connors. So that's going to be a great versus that they got going on tomorrow night. So check them out and also come back to Fabulous Fridays with myself and Cousin Marcy. We got something great going on then as well. And G. Lou, I wanted to ask you this. How are those candles working for you, and did you download an app to go with that?
Oh, no, I did not download an app. Okay, you need the app again. You need to send that to me, please. I don't know.
Okay,
I did not
to you.
Well, yeah, I love the candles, okay. Man. I love that. You know, the remote and all that, that's pretty fly. As you know, I was doing that on my show, so that's going to be definitely a regular on my – the candles are going to be regulars on the show for sure. I love that, you know. And then I put them all through. I want some more, actually. I just love that. I want to put it everywhere, you know what I mean? But I put them in the studio right here and then in my room, you know what I mean? So it's I like it. I like it. I like that.
Yeah, they're great with that remote.
Thank you.
Yeah, so yeah, most definitely. And got you on some more. See, Luke,
I mean,
birthday coming up too.
Yeah.
I know you didn't say that for me. I'm just saying. You know,
okay,
has a birthday coming up next month, too, everyone. So LED candles.
Yeah, Apple. I love those.
Great,
yeah, send me that
yeah.
app. Queen.
Definitely, most definitely. Because you need that. You know what I'm saying? You posted something on Instagram and you said about making time for yourself or getting rest. And I said, and I had tagged you and I said number two. So that I was saying that's for you. You know, take note. That's for yourself. Because you're such a busy bee. You know, not a busy bee, but you're such a busy man doing so many things.
You
wear, yeah, wear so many hats. And we appreciate you. We truly do. All that you do for the G. Lou family, we do appreciate you. So, yeah, but just getting back to the end of the show, everybody just have a blessed night and stay prayed up because what do you say, G. Lou?
7 days without prayer makes 1 week, W-E-A-K.
And we don't want to go weak. We want to stay prayed up. We want to stay strong, faithful, humble, and keep our belief in what we believe in. So let's do that. So much love and peace, you know. Ashe.
Ashe, as Queen say, we out of here. We love y'all. West Side Wednesdays, baby. Peace.
Attention, all ladies. The Candyman is on the prowl. And for those that want to get busy, you got to speak up now.
This rhyme, this time, is one of a kind. Blowing your mind like only the Candyman can. Like a heavyweight champion, knocking them out, another bout without a doubt. Once again, you can scream and shout when I rock the bill, yell out my name. This is what you've been missing. Listen to my heartbeat while I'm whispering. I know you're suffering. So sweet a candy man, sweet nothing. Hugging and tugging and rubbing, loving it all, having a ball. All y'all girlies next to me, talking sex to me. We can't do that yet, but I bet we'll chill.
Candyman, tell him the truth.
We'll still end up knocking the boots.
Ooh, boy, I love you so. Never, ever, ever gonna let you go. Once I get my hands on you.
At each and every show, there's this groupie. Artist knows what she wants to do to me. She knows my name, knows every rap routine. But how'd she get in my limousine? Don't act a fool, don't drool, I'm just a performer. I was cool, but the room got warmer. Norma cornered me in, her and a friend named Lynn. Then, they took me in to the Holiday Inn. I didn't let them wait, said my pockets were thin. She blew me a kiss, I knew she wasn't new to this. I didn't want to, but the devil made me do it. To the tick-tock, yeah, don't stop. We knock boots till 6 o'clock as we lay. All night long and early in the morning she sang this song.
Ooh, boy, I love you so. Never, ever, ever gonna let you go. Once I get my hands on you. Ooh, boy, I love you so. Never, ever, ever gonna let you go. I hope you feel the same way too.
Girl, I do. Tunnel of love is what I'm entering. When I mention it, you're surrendering. Giving it up like a good girl has to. Living it up. Eventually, you ask to stay. You're gonna pay for this. Just rest your breath on my chest. Yes, I'm impressed with the way you cold love me down. I don't wanna sit down. I just wanna get down. I'm on the ground down on my knees. Like James Brown singing, please, please. Round two, I'm down to do what it takes to make you understand. I'm the candy man and I melt in your mouth, not in your hand. Hard as a rock, yes, I'm no sucker. The boots I knock make me one bad mother. Knocking while I'm hip-hopping. Many people say my lyrics are shocking. Just because of the simple subject, everyone should love this, cause everybody does it. Whether they admit it or if they deny it. You better keep quiet, or else you might have to see a skeleton. But girl, that's irrelevant. Break out the bottle of Oxy's for Monty. Pop off the top and rock with my posse. Feel the Al, Big Deal, and T-Fly. We ask the questions, you give the reply. MC Chip, Big Rob, and Bud. Rocking on the waterbed, knocking on the rug. I'm just playing, what I'm saying ain't ill. Girl, you should know I'm real.